Welcome back.
My co-host, Peter Brady,
Time to change. Welcome back to the Brian Park Project from NPR News. You know what? We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Peter Brady.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, they say all politics is local, so on this election day, I look at a few of the issues voters are deciding around the country that just might affect the rest of us. First, let's hear about today's top stories from Rachel Martin.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Things in flood-ravaged parts of Mexico are going from really bad to even worse. A huge mudslide engulfed a remote village in southern Mexico yesterday, burying homes, and the government said at least 16 people were feared missing. The Interior Ministry said rescue workers have been flown in on helicopters to the scene in the state of Chiapas and are assessing the situation there. The neighboring state of Tabasco is still mostly underwater after last week's rain caused rivers to burst their banks, leaving some 800,000 people homeless. Rescue and recovery efforts there are still underway. In news closer to home, today is the second day of the Hollywood writer's strike. With writers on the picket lines, many television shows have had to go into reruns. The first casualties were the late-night shows last night. Both Letterman and Leno were on repeats. Other big-name shows are expected to follow suit. Meanwhile, hosts on the primetime hit Dancing with the Stars aired last night. With no writers, the hosts ad-libbed their way through the show. At issue in the strike, writers want more money for working on shows that get distributed on DVDs and the web. Television networks stocked up on advanced show production in preparation for the strike. But if it extends into the new year, industry analysts say viewers could be seeing a lot more reality TV. And from Hollywood to Washington, where a Senate panel is set to vote today on whether Michael Mukasey should be the next U.S. Attorney General. Mukasey's confirmation was called into question after he refused to define waterboarding as torture during his confirmation hearings last month. But last week, two key Democrats on the committee turned in support of Mukasey. If confirmed, the retired New York judge will inherit a Justice Department that's weathered a lot of controversy under former AG Alberto Gonzalez, who was accused of being too closely tied to the White House. And also in Washington, the French president is coming for a visit. Nicolas Sarkozy arrives in Washington today for his first visit to the capital since his election, and he'll be greeted by the red carpet treatment. President Bush will host a state dinner tonight for the newly eligible divorcee. The U.S. and France have serious disagreements, especially on economic policy. But French officials say the visit is going to focus instead on the burgeoning friendship between Bush and Sarkozy. Sarkozy will address a joint session of Congress, where not so long ago, French dissing freedom fries were on the cafeteria menu. Ah, the times, they are a-changing. That's the news. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Allison, back to you.
Thank you, Rachel.